Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Welcome to Sincerely Trish. You know, this is episode number 42, and what I try to do each week is give you some stories and some interviews and some photos and just listening to voices of people who have really made a difference. And I am here to give you real examples for all of us to live our best selves, to be the type of person that's pleasing to God, that's pleasing to those who have gone before us, pleasing to people who are here right alongside of us, and to please people who are yet to come and people we have yet to meet. I simply want us to be better and to grow every day. Life is all about our experiences and memories and being in awe of the wonder of God. That's probably why I'm so excited about my guest today. His name is Tyler Carver. And I have so many memories of Tyler and Natalie playing when they were younger. I say playing because they'd always be laughing and walking to Elmwood to get a milkshake or talking about swimming or just being goofy. These memories, these connections, these relationships, they stay in our heart forever. Tyler has gone on to become an animal specialist. He's been to Africa, and now he's out west. He's been to Arizona and Utah. Seeing this world, seeing the awe of all of its creations, contributing and loving and giving back, these are all messages that we could get from Tyler. I encourage all of us to make better choices, to live a happy life, one that we value, and to just never stop improving, never stop educating ourselves, and never stop giving thanks, and never stop giving each other a thumbs up or a pat on the back. I'm very excited because I'm with Tyler Carver. Tyler and Natalie were good friends in high school. It's almost like they were in the Wonder Years. There's such a beautiful innocence about them. Just terrific friends. And what I really admire about Tyler, well, first of all, you grew up so tall and handsome. So you can apparently gain more inches after high school, okay? How many more inches did you grow after high school?
Probably 2 more inches, but from like sophomore year of high school to senior year, I grew a lot.
You really did. You looked great. So after going to Canisius College and graduating there and swimming all 4 years, which, by the way, is really such an accomplishment because it really is time-consuming and you do have to be dedicated, but we do take so much from everything that we accomplish in life, and the lessons learned, even competing 4 years in college, is tremendous. But Tyler has really changed his life around. He's become a Westerner. He's gone out to Arizona and soon to Utah, where he's studying animals. Tyler, you want to just tell us a little bit about that? And welcome to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks, Trish. I am working on a wildlife refuge in Yuma, Arizona. It's called COFA. It's about 660,000 acres. Quite a bit of it is designated as wilderness. And we try to basically protect the wildlife and focus on a couple main species, including bighorn sheep, Sonoran pronghorn, and mountain lions right now. Mm. And one of the big things we're really focusing on is bringing the pronghorn back from the brink of extinction.
Oh.
There are very few of them in the early 2000s, we think due to more highways being put in place because they run very far, very fast, and they spread out a lot. So with highways, you know, they can't get to the areas that they want to get to, especially in the desert where vegetation can sometimes be pretty sparse and pretty dry. They need big areas to find more food.
Hmm.
And because of the highways, they can't really find that food. And when they cross, sometimes they're getting hit.
Oh.
things like that. So, you know, we have a captive breeding pen, and we're trying to get the numbers back up in a pretty large area of Southwest Arizona and a little bit of Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tyler, that's amazing. That's really great. I bet you really kind of like, since you're studying a lot of felines too, do you like the good old domesticated cat?
I do. They're kind of like mini lions sometimes with their behavior.
I kind of feel that way too. I mean, they are very intriguing. Uh-huh. I know, the felines are very intriguing. I wonder if that trip you made to Africa kind of ignited your love of the great outdoors and of animals.
Oh, it definitely did. I mean, yeah, I went on a trip from my junior to senior year to South Africa, and then I went back the next year to live there for about 7 months and help study baboons and leopards.
Wow.
And that experience really just reaffirmed what I wanted to do and why I wanted to do it. And, you know, you can see so many amazing places and so many amazing animals and actually make a difference while you're choosing a career that you really like.
Oh, my gosh. What a magnificent way to see the glory of God, mm-hmm. isn't it? I mean, you got to believe. Do I dare ask this question? I'm going to go do it. I'm going to ask it. Tyler Carver, do you have a favorite animal?
That's a pretty tough question.
Because I would have asked. Baboons are interesting.
Yes, they are very interesting. I think probably my favorite animal is the killer whale.
Wow, okay.
Just because they're extremely social and kind of the perfect predator. They're just designed so well to work in groups and hunt prey. And at the same time, they have things like grandmothering, you know.
Really?
Yeah, they will do that. They're very advanced, especially socially. The social part of their brains are more developed than ours.
Wow.
And we are very social animals.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're very cool.
And, I mean, my gosh, they're absolutely magnificent to look at. The black and white, they're so sleek and gorgeous. And they're talkers. Yes. Oh, well, that's great because you've seen a lot of animals. I know. I like the dogs simply because they're so social. And, they like to be in a pack, and although one thing I can never figure out about a dog is how quickly they'll forget their mother.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think they're just designed for attention from humans, so sometimes.
Yes, they truly are man's best friend. Yeah.
Anyone is good.
Tyler, you are so sweet. You have come up with a list of three things, I believe, three ways that knowing Natalie and being Natalie's friend helped you become your best self. It's so obvious to me what a great job you're doing in this world. I'm so proud of you. I'm just proud to know you, and I'm so thankful that Natalie was part of your life. So if you could share those three ways, that is just tremendous.
I would love to. Natalie had a huge influence on me, not only in swimming, but in the rest of my life. I mean, one of the biggest things she taught me is to live passionately, no matter what you're doing, to have pride in it, and to do it, no matter whether you're riding your bike to Anderson's today, you know, or, I don't know, going to a swim meet, be excited about it and live in that moment and be passionate about it,
mm-hmm.
and get as much out of it as you can. I would say the second thing she taught me is to always be true to yourself, to not care what anyone else thinks, to go after your own goals, you know, to be your own person all the time and to be completely comfortable with that. I mean, Natalie was a huge friend of mine, and she was 2 years older than me. How many people in high school would hang out with someone 2 years younger than them? I mean, that's just not cool in most people's eyes. And she didn't care about that. You know, we had a good time together, and that's all she cared about. And the third thing I would say, which I unfortunately learned from her death, is that you only get one life, and we have to do everything that we want to do. We have to live every day to the fullest. You know, if you want to travel to Indonesia, book a flight. I mean, you never know when you're going to go. And she lived life passionately every day. She put everything she had into every moment and had a huge impact on the people around her. So that's how I try to live too.
Oh, that is so true. I plan things. I do so many things now. Thank you so much, Tyler. That meant a lot to me because I truly do feel that those are three ways she helped me too. Just she put everything into everything, mm-hmm. everything, and did such a great job. We can't wait to hear more about your adventures with the animals and all that you're doing to improve this world for future generations and to bring back animals that have been extinct. And you're, you know, we all have to be kind to each other and kind to Earth and kind to all the creatures that God created. Thank you so much, Tyler, for being on Sincerely Trish.
Thank you, Trish.
After speaking with Tyler, I thought, I've got to learn more about the killer whale. So there was a documentary on Netflix called Blackfish, and I watched that. I think you'll have a few takeaways from that documentary. One will be, there's really no reason that we should ever have killer whales in captivity. You'll hear the crying of a mom when her baby was taken away, and the complex nature of killer whales that we can't really even begin to understand. So why are we trying to put them in an unnatural state? And also the death of three people, including one irresistible Dawn, who I'm going to certainly remember in our prayers. What you do really makes a difference, but you first must decide to make a difference. I am so thankful to everyone that I've spoken to. I'm so thankful for you for being with me and for just taking the time to listen to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Catch more life lessons on her blog, poodlewalker.com, on Instagram, PoodleWalker1, on Twitter, PoodleWalker10. And let's remember, lead by example, live to inspire, and until next time, let your light shine.